While we're on the subject of politics, this next poem, I was thinking because Oliver mentioned the debates, and we're in the process of what we are reminded constantly is a very historic moment in terms of America's electoral politics. I want to take us further back in history and remind us of the first African American who ran for the office of president, who was a woman, Shirley Chisholm. And this poem is for her. The title is a pun, or the first word of the title, I should say, is a pun, so you should listen for that. And the poem itself, then, is a list that the title introduces. Ode to Shirley Chisholm. A nation outrageous in its hunger for heart, not hearts, and enough sun-touching ladders to go around. Hearty anger, unquenched by wet American crutching dreams, unmuted by the sound of rising dough. Yards of respect wrapped round her shoulders, more warming than fur because comprising her due as a woman who ate boulders for breakfast bravely. Credit for having an analysis of power sharper than sapphire's tongue, and props for behaving like a natural woman, a world shaper, who deserved a room, a trust of her own. The Oval Office, democracy's throne.